Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, another great day and another not-so-great statement about Adolf Hitler and Jewish people and forgiveness. From where? Well, from yay, of course. But it's not just a question of yay. There have been a number of very moving and disturbing columns from people on the conservative side, people on the liberal side. One by Michelle Goldberg in the New York Times, who writes about anti-Semitism's march into the mainstream. And she's talking not just about a few nutburgers like Nick Fuentes and Ye and Milo Yiannopoulos. She's talking about a much broader problem, as is Mark Oppenheimer on the rise of anti-Semitism. He wrote recently a piece on the meaning of Stanford's apology to Jews, and he is also the author, the host of the podcast Gatecrashers, The Hidden History of Ivy League Jews, and the author of Squirrel Hill, The Tree of Life Synagogue Shooting and the Soul of a Neighborhood. He is also a professor with a very strong and well-deserved following at Yale University, and where he became one of those Ivy League Jews himself. Mark, it's great to speak to you.
You as well. Thanks for having me.
Well, what a pleasure and an honor. The biggest question for me, and I was I'm in Florida right now, and we're going on a gathering of a group called Kosher Travelers, and with some really outstanding Jewish leaders who are speaking and sharing ideas. And I was sitting at a table last night, and nobody had a truly good answer. And I said, oh, don't worry, I'm speaking to Mark Oppenheimer tomorrow, and the answer will come.
All right, I'm on the spot,
The question is, why now? In other words, right now, by so many standards, Jewish people are very successful in this country. We have enormous blessings. We have things to be thankful for. And all of a sudden, if you read the statistics on the number of attacks on the street or in the subways, the number of murders, the number of harassment cases and assaults, anti-Semitism is unquestionably up. And it's up not by a little, it's up by a lot. Why is this happening in 2022?
That's a great question. I don't know that I have a single monocausal answer. I think there are a lot of little things. I'm very suspicious of people who come up with the one big answer. You know what I mean? I think that that's usually sloppy thinking. I think that there are a number of little things. Obviously, the fact that, you know, Donald Trump has a history of playing nice with people who have anti-Semitic views, of dog whistling to white nationalism on the right, that's a problem. The rise of populism, wherever you find it, populism always comes for the Jews, whether it's American populism, Latin American populism, European populism. Whenever you have movements that are suspicious or contemptuous of democracy and in favor of strong authoritarian leadership, in the theory that somehow that leadership will return power to the little man, that's always bad for the Jews. The little man always ends up, you know, somehow suspicious of the Jews. And so that's been a problem in American history, European history, as well. And of course, many American conservatives right now are, feel very warmly toward someone like Viktor Orban in Hungary. And that's very, very bad for the Jews. Of course, on the left, as you know, there's definite anti-Zionism that veers clearly into anti-Semitism. Leaders like Jeremy Corbyn, obviously have a problem with the Jews in England. But look, if I'm going to offer one overarching answer, it would simply be this, that it was time, that anti-Semitism in U.S. history, in world history, is cyclical. It subsides, but it always roars back. And what American Jewry experienced from about 1950 to 2000 was a 50-year vacation from the vicissitudes of history. After World War II, There was a deep contempt for anti-Semitism. People were, Gentiles around the world were ashamed of what they had allowed to happen in the Holocaust. In America, that gave rise to a kind of philo-Semitism, a love for the Jews, for Jewish culture, mass popular, you know, mass market entertainment like Fiddler on the Roof, and I would add The Diary of Anne Frank, which is, of course, an odd thing to call entertainment, but sensitized people to the plight of Jews. And for about 50 years, anti-Semitism was deeply uncool. But that was not going to last, and I think it hasn't lasted. And now time is up.
Let me play for you. This is the latest statement by Ye, who seems totally determined to isolate himself more and more. He was actually speaking with the founder of Proud Boys, Gavin McInnes, and he had this to say. This is clip one.
Can't tell me who I can love and who I can't love. You can't say, you can't force, can't tell me who I can love and who I can't love. You can't say, you can't force your pain on everyone else. Jewish people, forgive Hitler today. Let it go. Let it go. And stop trying to force it on other people. Good night.
Comment, Mark Oppenheimer?
Well, I hadn't heard that quotation yet. I've been pleasantly ensconced in a library all day doing some research for something I'm writing, and it's so nice to emerge into the daylight or the midwinter early evening and to hear that. Look, he's obviously a little bit nuts and not a sophisticated or generous or compassionate or enlightened thinker about Judaism or much else. But here's the point I want to make about Ye and about other people, other pop culture figures, other celebrities peddling anti-Semitism to the masses. There was always a sliver of American society that held these views, right? I think it was smaller 10 years ago. It's a little bit bigger now, but it's obviously a minority point of view, right? It's a fraction of a fraction of people who would say something like, it's time for the Jews to forgive Hitler. But here's the thing. In the contemporary media environment, with infinite cable channels on TV, with infinite, seemingly infinite websites, with social media, every one of these points of views gets, you know, projected into all of our lives. And it's so easy to forget. I mean, I'm only in my 40s. And of course, I remember a time when if a celebrity said something like that, I mean, truly, he would have almost no platform for it. Because in the year 1996, when I got out of college, if a musical artist wanted to say those views, he could say them once on Good Morning America or the Today Show or a radio show like yours, and then nobody would ever book him again. And there wasn't this whole world of you know, far right or far left or conspiracy-minded media outlets, websites, radio stations, web radio, Reddit, 4chan, you name it, that would give a platform to something like that. So you could say it once, but then you'd be gone. And now there is no banishing anyone. They're never gone. So we've entered a really dark and ugly future where if somebody gets famous for good reason, because they have talent, but then has really distorted, twisted, pathological views on a bunch of other things, they will forever have platforms for those views. And I don't see how we can stop that.
What's fascinating to what you're saying, Mark Oppenheimer, because, of course, what you hear a great deal about is cancel culture and how people can get canceled by saying the wrong thing. And, yeah, I mean, Ye lost, $500 million worth of Adidas contract, an Adidas which was launched originally as a Nazi company, by the way. It's very different today. But with all of that... What is it that leads celebrities, that makes them, in terms of their projection, bold, outrageous, that crossing the line is admirable somehow? If you have thoughts on this, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back with Professor Mark Oppenheimer of Yale.
Medved.
This is fame, bro. Like, bro!
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedvid.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure always speaking with Professor Mark Oppenheimer of Yale, talking about the rise of anti-Semitism, which is kind of tough to ignore, and it certainly goes beyond a few crazy rappers or political organizers, people like Nick Fuentes, who basically said that Christians should have all the power, everyone else very little. Jews have way too much power in our society. And yet what happens, and you wrote so movingly about the synagogue in Squirrel Hill, the Tree of Life Synagogue, where 11 people were gunned down for the crime of going to their regular Sabbath prayers. How is it that when Jews are viewed as so dominant, that every Jew is a Rothschild, and they're running the world, and they are responsible for all these global crimes, that the people who usually get assaulted or shot or killed or discriminated against are people who are far more modest and ordinary, and not people who are particularly running some kind of global conspiracy?
I think that's a really, really powerful point, and you point to something that is unusual about anti-Semitism, which is it's the bigotry aimed at people who are presumed to be better than you. So anti-Semites tend to think of Jews as cleverer, smarter, more powerful, having more in-group loyalty, being more trustworthy, at least to each other, that they get each other's backs, that they back each other up. Jews are seen as having unique powers that allow them to succeed in an almost unfair way, because the presumption is they have an innate ability to be smarter, more coherent, more loyal, more supportive of each other, more tribal, essentially, which is something that the other groups would like to have, but simply aren't built that way. The Jews have these uniquely constructed to thrive, and that there's something unfair about that. Other bigotries tend to presume that the group that's being discriminated against is inferior. The idea of a lot of bigots is that black people are inferior, Latinos are inferior, Muslims are inferior, they're dumber, they're worse, they're beneath contempt. Jews are somehow superior. So there's this fantasy on the part of anti-Semites that Jews are kind of superhuman. Again, superhuman and evil, but superhuman nonetheless. They have special powers. So then they meet a Jew who's just, you know, a nice middle-class public school teacher or accountant going to synagogue, and they figure that what that person is doing is covering up their powers. They're concealing their superpowers, almost like Clark Kent pretending not to be Superman or Bruce Wayne pretending not to be Batman. So it's a very, very twisted ideology, and it's a sickness. It gets inside people's heads, and it's very hard to talk people out of it. But it's not surprising. We shouldn't be surprised, given the way anti-Semitism works as a virus, as a sickness, that people can look at an ordinary, everyday Jew going to Sabbath services on a Saturday morning and think that this person is somehow a secret, super powerful demon. That's just the way anti-Semitism works.
In terms of the appropriate response, and everybody says, certainly most Jewish people say, well, we want to do whatever we can to roll back this entry of anti-Semitism into the well-publicized mainstream. Do you think it's a mistake to give so much attention to people like Nick Fuentes, who basically has called for deporting all Jewish people and all black people from the United States, perfect dinner guest for the president, and people like Ye, who clearly, what I thought was hilarious recently, is he had acknowledged that he has mental problems, and he said the other day that all of his mental problems were the problems of his Jewish psychiatrist, which I thought was, in context, you know, it's not like you couldn't find a non-Jewish psychiatrist. You probably could,
right,
which might be a welcome change for Ye.
But, you know, Donald Trump said something a ways back about how he liked Jews to handle his money. And, you know, this was seen by Trump supporters and enablers as a pro-Jewish statement. But, of course, it's there's a flip side to these things. And it's not surprising that people who can be both anti-Semitic and also want to have some Jews close to them. If you think that Jews have special superpowers, you want to get them on the payroll as your doctor, as your lawyer, as your accountant, right? So, you know, because all of this is denying them their identity as normal, basic human beings with basic civil rights, who have to be treated with decency and respect and common courtesy, right? If you elevate them, it's a way of demeaning them, of putting them outside of the normal treatment of normal people. So I don't fight it. I actually don't think it's the job of Jews to spend our lives fighting it. What I tell Jews who say, what are we supposed to do, is I say, well, your job is to thrive as a human being, as a Jewish person. It's to celebrate Friday night dinners. It's to go to synagogue on Saturday. It's to attend your children's bar and bat mitzvahs and their weddings and, you know, celebrate when they bring Jewish grandchildren into the world. It's to be joyous and thrive. That is what we are called to do. It's not our time. It's not our job on earth to spend our time fighting anti-Semites, except when we have to. I actually think this is much more the work of the Gentile world. And I think that our Gentile allies have fallen very, very far short on the political left and the political right, that both sides have been enabling people with anti-Semitic views because they think that they'll give them stuff that they want if they get into power. And they're the ones who have a lot of explaining to do.
Wow. The ongoing drama of the Trump corporation being on trial. You probably heard today that President Trump's company was found guilty on all 17 counts. And the leading employee who was guilty of a lot of the wrongdoing, who actually pleaded guilty and turned state's evidence, was Alan Weisselberg. I have not yet heard anti-Semitic pronouncements, but do you think it's paranoid to be expecting them?
You will, right? No, it's not paranoid. It's just sane. Yeah, I mean, look, this is in some ways the dumbest thing that Trump supporters say. So how could he be anti-Semitic? He has Jewish, you know, sons-in-law, and his daughter has converted to Judaism, and he has Jews near him. And most anti-Semites in history who live in communities where there are a lot of Jews have some Jews who they decide are good people. It's not, you know, plenty of white people who don't like black people say, oh, but, you know, I have black friends. And they do. They have one or two black friends, and maybe they have a black relative. This in no way means that they can't hold despicable anti-Semitic or racist views. And even if they don't hold those views, it doesn't mean that they can't enable anti-Semites and racists. And I have no doubt that Trump operates in a world where he has very warm feelings toward and feels close to and even loves, if he's capable of love, some Jewish people, including his daughter.
Especially if they support him. Mark Oppenheimer, glad to support you and your important work. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice is subpoenaing local officials from Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin as the investigation into efforts by former President Donald Trump and people representing him to reverse the outcome of the 2020 election continue. More than half of those responding to a new Gallup survey say rising prices have caused financial hardship for their households. More from Rich Johnson.
55% of the 1,800 people responding to the November Gallup survey blame rising prices for their hardship. A year ago, 45% responding to that same question said they were experiencing hardship. And since August, the numbers remain fairly steady, actually dropping a point from October to November.
The losing streak on Wall Street continues at the closing bell. The Dow lost 350 points. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there was a big Supreme Court oral arguments yesterday for a new case, which is a very important case, and I think it will be a groundbreaking case and send some very important lessons across the country and into the society in general. The case is called 303 Creative LLC. 303 is the area code for Denver. And it's another Colorado case involving freedom of speech and freedom of expression for somebody who's running a business. As it's described in one fine column, and actually it's in the New York Times, this week the Supreme Court will hear a case that will reignite a continuing controversy about what to do when long-established religious convictions clash with gay people's civil rights. In 303 Creative LLC versus Alenis, a Colorado web designer named Lori Smith wants to create websites for clients' weddings. She is a Christian, and because of her strong religious beliefs, she does not want to offer these services for same-sex weddings. However, she does serve LGBTQ customers for other design projects. The basic question on something like this is, okay, there are literally over 10,000 people who do what she does in Colorado alone. And if she prefers not to, it's not that she prefers not to serve LGBTQ people, she does serve them. But she serves them if they want something designed that doesn't take a political position that she disagrees with. And yes, being in favor of gay marriage, it is the law of the land right now. We have the Obergefell case, but it is still an item of some controversy. And basically, in a fine column in the New York Times, an Anglican priest named Trish Harrison Warren. Actually, it's Tish Harrison Warren, has a piece called When Gay and Religious Freedoms Clash, and she makes a number of very important points, it seems to me. The right analogy is crucial here, she says, and correct distinctions are critical. In order to justify racial violence and oppression, white people in America and Europe essentially invented a novel theology, baptizing white supremacy. It was racism in search of an ethic. Sexual ethics, by contrast, are named and addressed in religious scriptures in specific terms. Unlike white supremacy, religious teachings regarding sex, including prohibitions on extramarital and premarital sex, pornography, lust, and same-sex sexual activity, have been part of the Christian faith from its earliest days. This is not an apparent view rooted in bigotry, but a sincere belief that flows from ancient texts and teaching shared by believers all over the world. And that's such an important paragraph, it seems to me, is that the decline to support gay marriage as an institution is not based upon hatred. It is actually based upon love for traditional scriptures and for a traditional approach to the idea of marriage. What she writes here is, of course, one can think these beliefs are wrong, or that they need to be reinterpreted in light of modern insights about sexual orientation and same-sex relationships. These are important arguments currently being had by essentially every major religious group on earth. But beyond that, religious conservatives could make a good case that people have a moral duty to offer hospitality to those who hold different beliefs and should therefore bake the cake or make the website. Okay, the point here is she's been arguing so well, but it's different to bake a cake and to make a website. Cake baking is not expressive. Nobody believes, oh, well, we now know where she stands on the issue of same-sex marriage because she baked a cake. Baking a cake can be good, it can be delicious, it can be artful, but it does not express your most deeply held and cherished convictions. There's a ridiculous analogy that was made last night by Laura Coates on CNN, equating with religious liberty with denying black people mac and cheese at a restaurant. Listen, clip two.
You're an artist. But what is to distinguish you from somebody saying, well, you know what, look, my macaroni and cheese in this restaurant is a work of art. This pie is a work of art. The way that I make my clothing in this boutique, works of art. So you know what? I don't want somebody in here who's gay, who's black, who's Jewish, who's disabled. What is the line that distinguishes, say, you from the artist that somebody could, under the auspices of saying they're an artiste, do the same thing?
Okay, the line, the distinction is she is not prohibiting the patronization of her website design by LGBTQ people. If they have a special event that they're doing and they're trying to raise money to, I don't know, save a park or to build a community center or anything like that, as she would, as her record shows, say, yeah, sure, I'll help you with that. What she doesn't want to do is to become involved in what is a controversial matter for many religious groups, which is, does our denomination support the idea of civil weddings, which are taking place under government auspices, being sponsored by our religious denomination? She is not, it's not at all like saying, no, you're not allowed to come in and eat my mac and cheese. You're allowed to do anything you want. It's just the idea of trying to force someone to participate in it and to endorse it. She continues to write, a commitment to religious liberty means that the government should not choose a side in these interfaith debates. One doesn't have to agree with a particular religious belief in order to affirm that law-abiding people have a right to live according to their conscience. And there is a vital distinction to be made between general discrimination against a group and declining to participate in an act one finds immoral. Ms. Smith serves gay customers. She would not refuse to build a website for someone simply because the person is gay. She specifically does not want her services to be used as part of a celebration of a same-sex wedding. We make similar allowances for other ideological differences. A pro-choice artist should not feel compelled to make a logo for a pro-life rally. A progressive party planner should not be required to take on a Trump PAC as a client. A gay web designer ought not to be forced to create a site promoting a conservative church. And the idea of live and let live, she concludes very powerfully by talking about pluralism and how important that is. Tish Harrison Warren concludes her piece, which is powerful, and everybody ought to read it. She says, there really are people who want to marginalize or mock LGBTQ people and eradicate the laws protecting their marriages and civil liberties. There really are people who want to marginalize religious people, who want to shut down their schools or nonprofits and sideline them from public life. And this week, as 303 Creative versus Elenis dominates headlines, both groups will most likely be loud in our public discourse and on social media. Still, I think a majority of people, including many gay people and many theologically conservative religious people, want to live in a society where they and others, even those with whom they deeply disagree, can live the lives they desire and practice, proclaim and pass on what they believe. This is the promise of pluralism. It's a promise that different communities with conflicting narratives and ideologies are allowed in society and public life. It is a promise worth keeping. To which I say a hearty amen.
Long-time caller, long-time listener.
The Michael Medved Show.
You're one of the most brilliant guys on the air, TV or radio.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. text the word money to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text money to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I wanted to particularly thank Greg Tomlin and Jeremy Steiner, my two long-suffering aides who made this broadcast possible today. When you're traveling, it's not as easy to do a show on the road. You know that old expression, let's get this show on the road? When a radio show is on the road, it's complicated, especially if the Transportation Security Administration has its hand in it. When I opened up my equipment that I was going to use for broadcasting this show today, literally I'm holding it in my hand. There was a very official federal document that had been placed inside this piece of luggage. And it says, Notice of Baggage Inspection from Transportation Security Administration. Now, my baggage is perfectly normal. It's just has some radio equipment in it. And they say, to protect you and your fellow passengers, the TSA is required by law to inspect all checked baggage. As part of this process, some bags are opened and physically inspected. Your bag was among those selected for physical inspection. During the inspection, your bag and its contents may have been searched for prohibited items. At the completion of the inspection, the contents were returned to your bag. If the TSA security officer was unable to open your bag for inspection because it was locked, the officer may have been forced to break the locks of your bag. TSA sincerely regrets having to do this. However, TSA is not liable for damage, of course not, to your locks resulting from this necessary security precaution. Okay, so I just wanted to let people know that it's not all sunshine and flowers and birds, though there's a lot of that out here in Maui, but it's also the TSA. And speaking of not all sunshine and flowers and birds, Jeremy asked a very interesting question, which is, how long does it take before Yay goes away? How long is it before Carrie Lake goes away or concedes her election? She'll never concede. I mean, it will be like Stacey Abrams never conceded. And she's been called the Stacey Abrams of the left. In any event, somebody who's eager to make Yay go away, which is a very a wonderfully rhyming phrase, is a mixed martial arts fighter. Actually, it's a UFC fighter named Natan Levy. He's Israeli. And in a post-fight press conference, he had a challenge for Kanye West. This is clip 9. Listen.
Yeah, you know, I think life is too short to hate. So to all these hateful people, you know, sucks for you. I pity you. And other than that, you know, Kanye West, if you got a problem with me or my people, come see me, bro.
Well, that's exactly what he meant, is come see me, bro. That's the way Natan Levy can settle things. And I think he's a bigger guy than Kanye, who I found out, I mean, he's 5'7". He's not a large person. Large reputation, not all good, to say the least. Speaking of people without good reputations, and I wanted to play this for Greg and Jeremy, because it's basically an illustration that sometimes really, really annoying people do go away. One of the most annoying people of recent years was Michael Avenatti. Remember him? He was just sentenced to 14 years in prison. That's more than Elizabeth Holmes, for stealing millions of dollars from his clients, including Stormy Daniels. And you remember he was Stormy Daniels' lawyer, and then people were promoting him for president. He was running, raising money for president to run against Trump. Here is a flashback from 2018, it's not that long ago, where on The View on ABC TV, Michael Avenatti, this crook who is going to jail for 14 years, which is a substantial term for being a cheat, and again, a tax cheat, as some other prominent people have had problems with that recently. In any event, Michael Avenatti was hailed on The View in very enthusiastic and glowing terms. This is clip 7.
Lately, to me, you're like the Holy Spirit. You are all places at all times, right? I mean, I do. I see you all over cable news. I see you. You know, there is a seat available if you want to be a co-host at The View. You might, you know, there's people here you can pitch. You make a great radio on the table. When do you have time to be lawyering? To be doing like real lawyering? Because you're representing migrants, you're representing.
But he has a bigger calling here. That being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
The priesthood, whatever. He's out there saving the country.
You know what? I'm very fortunate in that I'm surrounded by a staff and other very qualified attorneys and people that support me and that are doing great work relating to our cases and the work that we've done.
Okay, all this wonderful work that he's done as Stormy Daniels' lawyer, that went absolutely nowhere. And again, he was described at the time, there were people describing him as the creepy porn lawyer, but he wasn't so much a porn lawyer as he was for a misguided, who knows about Stormy Daniels, porn star. In any event, I hope he survives his 14 years in prison. No one is going to prison on this, but Joy Reid claims that Lindsey Graham has actually behaved in a racist manner by going out and campaigning for Herschel Walker, whose election gets decided just in hours from now. Listen to Joy Reid on MSNBC, clip 5.
And I've heard this from a lot of black men, even if they're not in Georgia. There's a certain disrespect that a lot of black men in particular feel about particularly the way that Walker has been walked around
right.
by people like Lindsey Graham and sort of used and put forward. They don't seem to respect him, and they don't seem to respect black people.
No.
Okay, would she say that the people who are voting against Herschel Walker don't respect black people? What is it about Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, who is himself the only right now Republican black senator? He wants to welcome another one in Herschel Walker. Now, look, Herschel Walker has all kinds of problems with this campaign. No doubt about it. But really, to claim that it's racist to go out and support him if you are a senator with some credibility seems outrageous. Speaking of some credibility, if you make a good movie and people love it, that was true with the murder mystery, the whodunit, Knives Out, you, of course, follow up with a Glass Onion, a Knives Out production. This actually is a film that played in theaters, did very well, and now is going almost immediately to streaming, so you can see it. Is it worth seeing, though? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An eccentric billionaire played by Edward Norton invites a group of marginal celebrities to his Greek island mansion. And those dignitaries include the famed detective Benoit Blanc, played by Daniel Craig, who made such a powerful impression in the previous hit Knives Out. This time he'll be peeling back the layers of Glass Onion, now streaming on Netflix.
I've invited you all to my island because tonight a murder will be committed. My murder. If anyone can name the killer, that person wins our game.
And yes, of course, it's a deadly game, but the starry cast all seem to be enjoying the whodunit challenge. As with his previous hit, Knives Out, writer-director Rian Johnson is hardly concerned with gritty realism, but he shows irresistible skill with this sort of sprightly, elegant, and occasionally ingenious concoction. It's rated PG-13, 3 stars for Glass Onion. Okay, and Janelle Monáe plays a wonderful part in this film. There are some very cleverly constructed surprises. It's hard to imagine not having some enjoyment out of it, though it may not be one of the greatest films of all time. There are few films like that, but we're going to be getting to some that at least aspire to that status later in this week. Tomorrow, we will be talking about, I hope, the Georgia election with a decision that will mean something for the country. There's a truly amazing column that I can't stop thinking about, and it's by Leonard Pitts. He's a columnist for the Miami Herald, who's sometimes incredible. He says, the question in his column is, why is America like this? Like what? He gives an example. In Tulsa in November, a man reportedly shot at his stepfather after they got into an argument over a game of Monopoly. Why is it Americans are so ready to explode into murderous violence right now, very, very often about nothing? Seems to me worth exploring. We will get to it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedvid.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.